All righty, Vikings and Bears coming up shortly. Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen, Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com for the Verizon Winning Formula. We find routes of attack to beat the adversary today. It's the Chicago Bears. Let's begin with the Vikings offense against a very struggling Chicago defense.
Indeed, and particularly against the run. So the key is to keep running. And we've gone back and forth throughout the season on the winning formula with offense. We've wanted them to get aggressive in the passing game to open up the run. I think this is a game where you start running, you keep running, you keep running, and you keep running against this Bears team that's giving up 150 rushing yards a game this season last in the NFL. And it looks like the Vikings' running game is gaining some rhythm, not just with Adrian Peterson and Toby Gerhardt, but with the offensive line, with Jerome Felton, and with some of our tight ends blocking, who an inexperienced player in Chase Ford has had to play a lot more with the injury to Kyle Rudolph, and he stepped in nicely. So I like giving Toby Gerhardt some carries, too, in the second halves of these ball games, but not at the expense of carries for Adrian. Yes, Toby had 9 carries, almost 10 carries last week, but Adrian still had 32 carries. So as long as we can get Adrian right around 20, 25 carries, I love bringing Toby in the game too. And I think you can really punish this Bears defense with how many injuries that they've had. You and Pete broke it down earlier in the show. This is a Bears defense that I don't think can stop the Vikings running game when it's clicking on all cylinders, and right now it is.
Now, the Vikings gave up 31 points to Chicago week 2. We had some defensive problems at the end of the game. Our defense and the Verizon winning formula versus Josh McCown and the Chicago Bears.
The Vikings were very aggressive against Green Bay last week, and what I liked particularly was with the linebackers bringing pressure, and what that set up was man-to-man defense for the Vikings in the secondary. I think that's why Xavier Rhodes looks so good. I think he's best in man-to-man as opposed to zone. So we are playing a backup quarterback this week, too, but he's much better than Scott Tolzien. If you mess around too much, McCown can beat you, especially with Brandon Marshall, who's averaging 8.5 catches per game against the Vikings in 5 games. So we got to be careful with him, but I don't want to sit back in a zone and let Marshall and McCown pick us apart. I'd rather be aggressive and make McCown be accurate, make him be on time in our stadium where it's going to be loud. So I want to see the Vikings remain aggressive, and I buy into the rush 4, drop 7 as the predominant approach for the Vikings, but I like timely aggressiveness, which is what they did against Green Bay, and I think they should do that against Chicago because it sets up our secondary in more man-to-man defense, and I think we're better when we play man.
How about some return game explosiveness, or at least the potential today? Devin Hester's a Hall of Famer. Cordarrelle Patterson has 2 kick return touchdowns this year, including from 105 at Soldier Field week number 2. Verizon winning formula, our special teams, their special teams.
I hate to disappoint you, but for me the key is just possess the ball on special teams. And I don't want to take the ball out of Cordarrelle's hands and rein him in, but I think Chicago's going to do that. After Cordarrelle ripped off a 105-yard touchdown return against them, and after he's had the great season he's had, leading the NFL in return yardage and return touchdowns and return average, I don't think the Bears are going to be foolish enough to kick it to him. I don't know why they would. So I expect an approach similar to what Washington did to the Vikings a few weeks back, where they used a series of squib kicks and pooch kicks. What the Vikings did is they anticipated that, they changed their personnel, and put guys up there who could secure the ball, like Joe Webb, for example, had a kickoff return. The Redskins tried to kick short 4 times. The Vikings received all of them, didn't fumble any of them, and returned them for 61 yards. So while I'd love to see Patterson get a chance to return one and set a Vikings record, I just don't anticipate it this week. And so I hope the Vikings are anticipating that and they change their personnel a little bit just so they can possess those kickoffs and give the ball to the offense, run the ball on this Bears defense that's wounded.
Great job, Mike Wabshaw, Vikings.com. A final reminder, we enter December, the final month at Mall of America Field. And as we celebrate the end of 32 years in this building, fans can vote on the All Mall of America Field team. You can do so at Vikings.com. The team will be unveiled at halftime of the Vikings-Eagles game December 15th. Vikings and Bears coming up shortly. For all of us at the Vikings Entertainment Network and from the Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, that's Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.